Think he will find love in prison?
I think a big black man will go ahead and take him under his wing.
Oh, that's nice. So you're saying that races can get along in certain situations, be they sexual?
I think if there's any opportunity, it's for an orange guy like Donnie for sure.
And what are you doing over here?
Kicking your ass!
Sure does seem to be a lot of people wishing Donald Trump gets killed. You got Jimmy Kimmel over there, and he's got a bunch of toys that he probably stole from a small children that he keeps in his basement that he's probably raping, allegedly, of course, because he would never do that. He would just cry about lions or some stupid shit like that because he's a pussy. Anyhow, here is Jimmy Kimmel on his stupid fucking late night comedy show that isn't funny and nobody watches, so that's weird. And he's telling everybody, Donald Trump should be raped in prison. Whoa. Okay. I don't know. Maybe just, Secret Service? Anything? This seems wildly inappropriate for a dude on television. ABC? Oh, no. ABC doesn't give a shit. Is he on ABC? Is he on the network that hires pedophiles? Huh? The network that helps support, make sure that Epstein and other pedophiles don't get arrested? Well, a lot of pedophiles that work for this corporation. The dude is saying, hey, I hope Donald Trump gets raped in prison, and let's get a bunch of ex-convicts over here so they can play with little dolls and show everybody what they think will happen to Donald Trump in prison. And oh, boom, he gets punched in the face with some weights, or he gets stabbed. What is going on over here? Kimmel and the former inmates then used action figures to act out what Trump's first day in prison would be like, concluding with Trump's brutal assault with a knife in the prison yard. Yeah. This is Gateway Pundit over here, and pointing out the obvious. Here you have the dipshit commie lefties screaming, bloodbath, blood. They're still screaming about it. Bloodlaugh, Blottle Bluff said bloodlaugh, right? That type of political rhetoric will not be tolerated. Blottle Bluff is trying to incite a bloodbath and get people killed in political rhetoric that's dangerous. The people that are screaming about this are the same people who are fantasizing about Donald Trump being raped, Donald Trump being bludgeoned to death, Donald Trump being stabbed to death on, again, their shitty late-night comedy shows. And this isn't new, by the way. This isn't new from these people. There was there was some sort of play that was in Times Square where they stabbed Donald Trump. That's how it fucking ended or culminated. They were stabbing Donald Trump during this play. They were doing that. Snoop Dogg was doing videos where he shot Donald Trump. These people aren't hiding what they want to happen. Their base is full of mentally ill weirdos who are confused about everything on a shit ton of pharmacological corporation products and then just flat out drugs like fentanyl, crack, cocaine, weed. God knows what these fucking dipshit lefty losers are on. But they're unstable. They burn down their own neighborhoods. These fucking people, they rob, loot their own CVSs and then burn down the Arby's. These people are crazy, right? They think the planet's going to explode in a fiery hellscape ball in 2 years. So they go out and they set shit on fire because they're crazy. So yeah, I imagine telling these goofballs that Donald Trump is a Nazi, right? And that Donald Trump is all of the ill things that are happening in your life are because of Donald Trump. And by the way, shouldn't he be raped in prison? Shouldn't he be killed in prison? Shouldn't he be? Yeah. Seems like a problem. Seems like somebody should be looking into these people. You better bet your fucking balls if 1% of this went in a Democrat direction, they'd be kicking your doors down. Your bank account would be frozen. Your cats would be raped. Your children would be shot. Your door would be kicked in. Because you threatened, you know, a resident pretending to be a president. But when it comes to Donald Trump, all of them fucking rules go out the window because they want that. These people over there, they want the constant threats to Donald. You could stop all this very easily by just, I don't know, grabbing Cher, grabbing Madonna, grabbing Johnny Depp, grabbing Snoop Dogg, grabbing this idiot, and then just ruining their day by interviewing them all day long, by having the Secret Service drag these fuckers to an office and just interrogate them about what the fuck they're doing. That would stop all this fucking nonsense. But now you got people like Katie Porter, these other fucking reps, and this fucking goofball. They're constantly trying to gin up a violent lunatic from the left-hand side to do something real fucking stupid. Real stupid. Right? But there you go. You better watch your political rhetoric. You better not say bloodbath. You better not do anything code word wise. You better not do dog whistle wise. Meanwhile, those fucking people lecturing us are openly contemplating, openly thinking and fantasizing about Donald Trump getting raped and Donald Trump getting stabbed on their fucking show. No. No, that's not how any of this works. I don't get lectured to by a bunch of fucking crybabies and weirdos and degenerate leftards over here. Fucking whores who sell themselves out so they can be on a stupid late night comedy show that ain't nobody watching, by the way. You have detonated more than half of the fucking audience when you were handed this thing over here, because you're not a comedian anymore. You're a tool for the establishment. And you're going to go out and you'll do whatever the establishment wants you to do, even if it's crying over a fucking lion. Africans hate lions, by the way, idiot. African people are like, where the fuck are these white people at? We got lions all over the place. Whites, get down here. Crackers, get down here and kill these fucking lions for us. And when you're done, go in the water and kill them fucking sharks. Africans hate these fucking things. Anyway, you got this fucking dipshit over here crying. There you go. Knock on this dude's door. Knock on this door. There you go. This is the fucking dude over there. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. We kept up to date on Jimmy Kimmel threatening Donald Trump. Hit the subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.